Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hello, and we are back with the Unbelievable Stories. We wrote a song. Unbelievable Stories.
I can't believe it, baby.
Never believe us when we say we wrote a song.
We never have written any words down in our entire lives. The book was an accident. I stepped on the computer, and then it just so happened, you know. Hi, everyone. We're Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar. You may remember this sound from the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. But right now, we're coming to you with some unbelievable stories.
We are.
3, 2, 1.
Go. Unbelievable stories.
We're going to have a different unbelievable story song for every episode.
I mean, that's like what we song. Do.
That's what we
we're
do.
We're branded singers.
Yeah. And then an album will come out at the end of the year with our unbelievable stories and our the beginning of our show song.
Yeah, why our theme song.
I couldn't think of theme song, so I said the beginning of our show song.
I got it.
That's the title of the album. Okay, this story, 100% true. Everybody knows Omaha, Nebraska. What's my favorite place to work out, Amber?
Where Planet Fitness on Ames.
Planet Fitness on Ames. And I always, almost always, I love to go in the evening. I'm just an evening workout person. Morning, I'm not getting up in the morning. Amber knows I'm not getting up and workout. I don't want to do that. So it's about 8, 9 o'clock at night. I drive into Planet Fitness and I am in the parking lot. The parking lot is huge. And there's a helicopter over. I can see it flying around in circles, circles. And I'm like, they are looking for someone right here. I've never seen a helicopter this low. As I'm looking up, a truck whizzes into the parking lot, right? And there is a big object in the back of this truck. Some kids jump out and they run inside. And I'm watching this. So when I see that, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going into Planet Fitness today. There's the police helicopter flying around. This truck just skidded. These kids jump out and they go to the counter. And I can see them waving their hands and they're talking. And I'm like, you know, safety black woman is like, I'm not getting out of my car. And they talk for a while. They jump back into the truck. This is the most... How would you explain that parking lot when you go around and you go up and then you're by the bowling alley and there's like a cliff? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
I can't explain it. It's the weirdest setup in my life, in your life. But if you were to go up this ramp, you are now how many feet up in the air?
A building's worth.
A building's worth. You're going to another
platform.
Area. It's a platform, and then there's a whole bunch of other stores beyond there, like almost like a strip mall.
But in between the two platforms, there's a cliff.
Yeah, there it's a cliff. So they go up to the cliff with their truck.
No.
And they back the truck
no.
up.
No.
And they push out a safe.
No.
And they let the safe fall to the ground.
No.
And the police are flying around and around and around. And then I guess they're looking to see, did it open? It does not open.
Oh.
The helicopter has not landed and the police officers have not arrived. So they drive all the way back down. And now they can't put the safe back in the truck. I don't know who was helping them put it in the truck. They got it in the truck. So they're trying. It's falling. They're trying. It's falling. Then the police come and they take off and drive back up the ramp and they're gone. And I'm just sitting there like, do I go to the gym? But I have to find out. I've got to find out. So I go into the gym and I go up to the counter and I go, what just happened? I'm sitting in my car. I see the safe kids. They go, yeah, man, they came in and they demanded that I give them tools to open up a safe.
Oh, dummies.
And the guy was like, I don't have anything here. We're Planet Fitness. And they're like, are you sure? Look at the bag. What do you got? We need something. We got to open the safe up. And the guy's like, not giving it to you. Now, they didn't have any weapons or anything. Because I'm telling you, you put a weapon in my face, I'm going to be like, here's the...
Yeah. This looks like a pencil, but it can open a safe.
So anyway, guys, needless to say, they did not keep the safe.
So wait, they let the safe drop from the bowling alley. And then... And then they went back down to see if it had opened.
To see if it opened, and they could not
open it. So they left it. What?
They couldn't lift it. I said they were trying to put it back onto the truck bed, and they couldn't do it.
That's great.
So that tells me they had a bunch of people the first time they stole the safe.
Yeah.
Because you should all be able to lift the safe if you put it in there. They could not get that sucker to budge.
Oh, my God.
And I was dying. And then they took off. Well, I want to know. Hey, listen. If this had to have made the news, I never saw it on this. If anyone in Omaha, Nebraska was missing a safe and some kids stole it, what was in that safe?
What was in there?
Where did you get it from? Where did you get the safe? Was it in Grandpa's basement?
It's a good safe.
And first of all, they dropped that safe off of at least, I don't know, 30, 40. I don't know how high the cliff was. Did not budge. Did not open. Did not break.
Wow. That's a good safe.
Yeah. And I went in and did my workout, but I'm so nosy. Nosy Nelly.
Yeah, I would want to know exactly what the hell happened.
Mm-hmm.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
This is something I would do. Every time I hear a story about a kid doing something stupid, I go, there but for the grace of God. I only never went through a phase of doing really dumb stuff because I had a job I didn't want to lose. But if I had nothing to lose, man, I would have been wilder than all those children combined. I know a kid who I went to high school with, whose name I'm going to try desperately not to say. He robbed a bank. He robbed a bank on foot.
Oh.
And got away.
What?
Yes, he did.
What?
Yes, he did. And then guess the fuck what?
What?
The very next week, he robbed the same bank.
Okay. No, no.
And got caught. And went to jail.
Don't worry, FBI, because I was just about to say, Amber's going to jail. She knows someone that robbed a bank and you didn't give this information up. You're going to prison. And I was going to cut ties with you right now.
No!
I was going to be like, I don't know who she is. This woman sitting next to me.
No!
We're sisters again, because I was going to be like, I ain't going to jail for you. He did not. This did not happen.
It did.
Did his cousin steal a safe? Because I think he's related.
And I always thought he was such a smart kid.
He robbed a bank because there's no way you can rob a bank on foot and get away with it. Go to Tahiti now. Go take your little trip.
You had your miracle.
But it really wasn't his fault. He was like, this is easy.
That's true. And he's right. It was really easy
it
for him.
Was easy.
You have no choice. If you can rob a bank, get away on foot. Do it one more time.
Do it to me one more time.
Because I just robbed a bank.
Now.
Yes?
You know, I used to work at a bank.
Oh.
So, my story is, we're working at a bank. I've always worked at tiny little ass banks. Tiny bank, tiny little parking lot. We had a rude ass, conceited, terrible manager. Mm. And someone parked in his spot that said, manager.
Uh-oh.
He blocks them in.
Yeah.
Who does that? It's a customer. Come in and say, hey, or it's a bank. No one's staying there for 6 hours.
Yeah.
They're making a withdrawal or a deposit. Sir, stop. But he blocked them in and he walked in. He blocked in the bank robber.
No!
Yeah. The guy slides a note to the lady down from me and is like, put everything in this bag. She puts everything in the bag and she's crying. He takes the bag and he runs out. And he goes to his car. It's blocked. So what he does is he jumps in his car and it's up a hill and he takes off over this hill, which is not the street, and then falls into like an embankment and
what?
Then runs away. He ends up getting caught. So the dumb supervisor guy was like, see, I helped save him. No, you could have got shot.
Yeah.
That man could have come back in there and been like, whose car is this?
Yeah.
And you didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
You were just being an ass.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what happened. He blocked him in.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And the guy went crazy and drove up over a hill on the grass. Bink.
Wow.
And jumped out.
And now guys, you got to think about how many people are in jail for dumb, dumb shit. I mean, you know, there's a couple ways to look at it. One, they're very creative. Two, they're very cocky.
Yeah, that is true. You don't. Or they're very desperate and therefore you should not block them in. But he didn't know that.
I mean, they're certainly desperate.
They're very desperate and I'm not going to stop a bank robber. In fact, that's what they tell you.
Yeah.
They say, don't give them the dye pack. If they tell you, don't give them the dye pack. I'm not giving you the dye pack. You're not, the red ink isn't exploding on you as you walk out the door and then you're coming back and shooting me. I don't care.
No.
I'm not going to do it.
So every time you meet a bank robber, give him a little
kiss. Give
him
one little kiss. Bye-bye.
I love you. Here's a dollar. Because you know what they like. Their love language is money.
My God, my bank stories. I do have a million bank stories.
Guys.
We don't have time.
We don't have time. We have to go.
But I do have some great bank stories.
Okay. So listen to the next Amber Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. I mean, the next Unbelievable Stories. and you will hear some more bank stories.
You might.
Okay. You guys should like and subscribe. I'm always like follow and tag and like and subscribe. Thumbs up. I don't know.
We have a GoFundMe. Put the money in the GoFundMe.
We love you very bad. I'm Lacey Lamar and Amber Ruffin.
What?
Yeah, I'm both of us. Steve, you're Steve. So we love you very bad. Bye-bye.
Farewell.
Unbelievable stories.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.